Please pray with me. O Heavenly Father,
O Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Beloved Jesus Christ, Blessed Master, Dearest Mother, Beloved David,
Saints and sages of all religions,
I bow to all of you.
Free my life from all obstacles.
And give me physical, mental, and spiritual development.
Make my mind thy temple.
Make my heart thy altar.
Make my heart thy altar.
Make my love thy home.
Make my love thy home.
Be thou the only king.
Be thou the only king.
Reigning on the throne of my consciousness.
Reigning on the throne of my consciousness.
Peace.
Peace.
Bliss.
Bliss.
Amen.
Amen.
David's going to lead us in a short meditation visualization.
Just kind of shift here, and if you just turn the mind inside and think of the magnet that you have within you. We have a magnet that can attract all of our good to us. Magnetism for personal health, vitality, magnetism for prosperity, all good things coming to us. Magnetism of the heart and feeling of love and joy. Magnetism of the brain and feeling calm, creative flow of thought, expansive thought, God-tuned thought. And then magnetism of spirit. And without any limits, without any narrow definitions, that all good, all light, all bliss can be drawn to you. Why this doesn't happen is because we magnetize things away from us. We don't believe that our good comes to us. We close down the gates toward the supply coming to us. We don't develop a strong magnetism. Doesn't mean that we don't want it in the mind, but there's something inside of us that resists it. But in this moment, I just want you to focus on the powerful magnetism you have within you for all good, setting aside all prior beliefs that may have been limiting. And now, with ease and with joy, there can be a powerful flow coming to you. A flow for health and vitality. A flow for love and joy. A flow for creative thought and expansive thought. A flow for all things of spirit. And as you draw that to you, it goes through you and out to the world from you. And so your magnetism has a positive effect upon this world. You breathe that in and breathe it through. It forms a core belief deep in your unconscious, in your conscious, and accessing your superconscious mind. You breathe that in and breathe it through. You see yourself becoming a powerful magnet for all good, for all light, for all bliss. And the more you receive, the more you give, the more you give, the wider open comes your receptive nature. And it just builds the magnetism inside of you. Master wrote, O Father, behold me through the pores of the sky, through the twinkle of the stars, watch me through the sun and moon. Caress me through the breeze, love me through my love, throb in me through my heart. Breathe thine immortality through this mortal frame of mine. Speak through my voice, help others through my hands. I use my mind to inspire others. Breathe through my breath. For on this broken viol, thou alone canst play thy complete eternal song.
That's from the beginning of one of Master's lessons from David's teachings around them. And I'd like to read a letter that Mother wrote, and she was asked to write for a book about a saint, one of the saints that she had visited. And then when the book was being prepared, they wanted to have short biographies of each person, each saint that they had requested to write about Kumar Roy. And so Mother was sending this letter back. And she says, it's difficult to know what you need for your purposes, so I shall put down just a few brief facts, and you may choose from them whatever you wish. I am a disciple of the world-renowned Master Paramahansa Yogananda, who came to America from India in 1920, and who during his many years of ministry here, until his Mahasamadhi in 1952, left an indelible spiritual mark on the people of this great nation. I had been with him for 29 years at the time of his passing. In 1950, he personally ordained me as a minister of God. In 1951, he paid me singular honor at a world convocation held in Los Angeles, California, by choosing me as the only woman in his world organization to whom he gave the title of Yogacharya. Derived from the Sanskrit Yuga Acharya, it means master of yoga. In 1957, I journeyed to India, where at the invitation of the great universal Master Swami Ramdas, I spent a year with him at his ashram called Anandashram in Kanangad, Kerala State, South India. I am not attached to any church or organization, but teach the underlying truth in all religions to people of every faith throughout the world, many of whom have taken me as their guru and call me their spiritual mother. And I'm going to stop there. And then I have found a talk that I want to play for you, and it's Master, and it's the closing talk that Master gave at that same convocation in 1951, where Mother was made a Yogacharya. He doesn't mention Mother in this. This is the closing speech that he gives. But I thought with it being Guru Purnima, it was a nice way to honor Mother and Master.
God bless you all. How I am delighted to find you all here and saying these most wonderful words about our Father, our Gurus, and my humble self, and all those that are here that have given so many kind words. I will not take time to thank, for I might omit somebody, but I can say this. It has given me the greatest pleasure this year, for I turn over the whole work to the board of directors and these young people to manage this. And to my heart's satisfaction, I find that they have applied the American way to make it a perfect convocation. I know in time it will prove and move on and on, as it has already now spread over the different parts of the world, and our messenger of God, which Lahiri Maharsha predicted, autobiography of a yogi, has done the duty of spreading the message everywhere. He prohibited even all his disciples to write any life about him, and he predicted that somebody will come, as Babaji told Lahiri Maharsha, that I was the one, my humble self, to come in the West to spread his message for the first time. And all credit belongs to that great Jesus Christ and Babaji, who had always been together and who sent in this land to unite original Christianity as taught by Christ and original yoga as taught by Krishna, the greatest masters of the world. When you reach the final realization, there is no difference between any master and any master. For if in heaven, as Jesus Christ himself said, when the disciples are saying, I am great and I am great and I am great, he said, he is the least, is the greatest in heaven. And in heaven there is no captain and assistant captain and soldiers. In heaven, all those that have been one with the Father, they do not suffer from jealousy because they are one with the Father. All those that received him, to them he gave the power of becoming sons of God. So may you all feel now and forever that as the masters and Jesus are, they have been the examples, the great reflections of God, whom you can follow to know that you are also a potential child of God. All waves of the seas belong to the ocean. There is no difference. Only some wave has drawn itself into the bosom of the ocean and has expanded into the ocean. And some waves are playing with the storm of delusion and getting farther and farther away from the ocean bosom of infinity. So we are all children of God. We are all sons of God. But we have to realize that. And may that consciousness forever and now on be impinged on you. Do not call yourself sinners anymore. Sin belongs to the past. It is no longer yours. God is yours. And the great masters and Christ are yours. Hold that in your bosom. Thrash that in every thought within yourself. And you will find that you dreamt that you are man. And you woke and found that you are God's reflection. As the Heavenly Father is in me, as I have killed Yogananda long time ago, it is he that speaketh. It is not good to say, I am God. No wave can say, I am the ocean, because the ocean can remain without the wave, any wave. But you can say, I am the wave. The ocean has become my wave, my being. That's correct. And don't be afraid to say it. And with that feeling I am saying that my hands, my feet, my voice and speech, my mind and thoughts and will no longer belong to anyone. It is he that has worked as Mukunda. It is he has worked as Yogananda. And it is he that is working as Paramahansa. And it is he that is my being. There is no one else. No one else I acknowledge. For egoity is division and separation from him. That's why I want to remain in the steady spirit of God, that I can give you something, saturate you, bathe you in the ocean of infinity, and you change forever, forever, forever in this ocean of light which I behold. The Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, Babaji Lali Mahasaya, Sri Yukteswarji, I bow to you all again and again, for it is your message through God that has permeated me, and that message I send, and he who shall receive with open heart shall never go empty-handed. His or her heart shall be a wonderful cup in which the ocean shall come in and gradually expand the cup into eternal cup, where the ocean of infinity and the ocean of spiritual power will be there. Remember, egoity is the greatest sin in this world. I know nothing. I used to remember that I was doing things, though I knew God was doing. Still I had that consciousness. He took everything away from me. Everything, every financial thing. Also I parted willingly everything that I had. 5-6 times in America. And it is not easy to be here with so many responsibilities and without a penny. And I mean without a penny. In this place, those devotees have stuck by me. We used to plant tomatoes to eat. Everybody sacrificed. But in India, the gurus sit quiet and they build a temple over him, bring him food and everything. But in America, the guru has to provide for the disciples first. And I didn't need marriage, as I told you, I came liberated. I thought of everybody that was going to marry, how will they pay their mortgages? And how will they support themselves? But I see how many mortgages have I paid, that there is no end. Every self-realization church is without any debt. You build a church yourself, and that one who will try to do, God loves him more because not only he meditates, but he works for him in the world. The thing is, as husbands, true husbands do for their wives and take all the trouble to earn money, when a spiritual man does that for God, then God loves him. It is only not lip service, lip prayer that moves my Father. But he who spends and gives everything away, I have a little box, that's all. And it is never empty by the grace of God. That demonstration has come in my life because I lived for him. Because my one eye was not on money. The whole two eyes and omnipresent my eyes were on God alone. God alone supported me. Congregation did not support me. It is God's power that worked. When I needed something, it was there. So you see, a monk, as I came, the same I am here. I have no bank account of my own. And I speak with the power of God that I do not depend on any man. I am always in samadhi inside. So I want you to know, it is God that is the truth. A new scripture is born, given to me by God, as never was given, Bhagavad Gita. Study self-realization. Every night read a little bit of the preceptor lessons. And practice your Kriya Yoga. So it is very wonderful to say today, you saw Arthur Compter. He and I and two other boys motored here. And once my secretaries, other secretaries, in a big Packard car, They told me if you have a flivver, they will not listen to you here. So I had a Packard car, 7-passenger 2, and we were driving past here, and I said, "Arthur, stop here, stop here." And Arthur stopped. He's a very good driver and very good boy. 26 years he has known me. And I am so glad he is here. And some in the car, Miss Pratt, who is the editor of the autobiography, is a most wonderful soul. She does not know what rest is. While we are talking, she is editing other books. And all these editions, 11 editions that have gone through, it is her work. And she always used to do a little bit magazine work. And I said, "Someday we'll bring a book and you will edit that will be world famous." And it has. And great credit belongs to her for her polishing the book, which is rousing the world. The thing is, what I was saying, as we were passing, Miss Pratt said, "Please, please don't enter somebody's state. You will be arrested." I said, "But I want to go." I said, "Arthur, come here." So Arthur and I came. He will testify to you. We stood there and I held the railing and said, "Arthur, this place feels like ours. Isn't it, Arthur? Is Arthur here? Will you stand up, please? Isn't it true what I said? Louder." "That's right. That I say only because to give the glory to God. Here was the promised land I came, and God showed me the land, and from here built not only organizations all over the world, but in India we have very big institutions, one by the River Ganges, right near Calcutta, one very big center, just recently acquired. Calcutta has become a New York now. And you can imagine 3 acres of land all surrounded by walls, 2 ponds, wonderful trees, and so that people can go there from America, or we may start a school. We haven't finished our plans. But we are multiplying in India very fast, as well as all over the world. And imagine when Arthur came, there was nothing in the world at all. So you see how fast self-realization has grown. We have in SRF Shrine, as you know, a beautiful chapel and India House here. Then we have in Encinitas, and then we have in San Diego. And always we have very beautiful places. And then we have in Phoenix, and we have offering of many, many lands, many, many places, which will not all be little churches filled with dogma. I want my churches, they are hives, but they must be filled with the honey of your realization. I remember there was a long time ago a colony in Los Angeles, and they were prospering wonderfully, until one night somebody said, "We shall have tapioca pudding." And somebody else said, "No, we must have rice pudding." And that night they fought so hard that they split up. In 6 months they fought about this tapioca pudding and rice pudding, and they split up. I said, "That was the greatest foolish thing I have ever heard, perpetrated in America." I said, "Why didn't they have rice pudding as well as the other kind of pudding the same night? There would have been no fight." That's the one mark of self-realization you will see. I can say, in years in my charge of this place, there has been no quarrels, only harmony. I have promised that the minute you quarrel, I'll walk out from here. So the thing is this, that with that mark, all our institutions have been nurtured by God, only by God. And that's why I want you, all of you, to live that harmony first of all. Wherever you create a center, create God in your heart. God is the honey, and church is the hive. A hive without the honey of God means nothing at all. And I want you to promise in your hearts tonight that you will never live disharmony or carry loud speech or anger in your heart. For a peaceful soul is the temple of God. God resides and speaks to men. Miracles are nothing. Many, many miracles have been performed in this work through this body. But the thing is this, the miracle of harmony which God has given through me, I think that is the greatest thing that has ever happened. The thing is, you must meditate in every center, every individual, morning and night, deeply meditate, do your kriya. And you cannot miss the boat. You cannot miss God and the masters. But going one-fourth the way to New York, or half the way, or three-fourth the way, sleeping at the gate won't take you to New York. Likewise, not going one-fourth the way, or sleeping on the way, seeking 10 teachers, you have come to the right place. None can come unto me unless the Heavenly Father draweth him. And you have come in that place. Now you have to go to the end of your life. And then you will see, and lots of you will see before, as thousands of letters I receive, that they have seen God. They talk with God. And that's the way I want everyone to be. So belong to Him, belong to the Gurus and Christ, the greatest teaching which unite Christianity and yoga. Follow that with your heart and you will see money your slave, prosperity your slave, health your slave, and above all, the God of gods in health, in security, in disease or poverty, He shall be with you unconditionally, and you shall see the earth is a movie and a stage. No matter what part you are taking, the eternal light, He is making all the pictures and scenes in the movies. That's what I see. There is no evil. When you see through the booth that one light in a horror show, killing lots of people, and the hero gradually wins afterwards, all right. Who are those? Nobody is killed. Nobody harmed. It is only pictures of the same light. I want you to know through Kriya Yoga you shall see the world as a moving light all around. It is not a projecting light. And in the middle is the universe. And you will see it with your own eyes, that this universe is only photons of light, electrons and protons and dance of life-trons in the world which makes pictures of the great light which is everywhere. There is nothing to fear. Practice your Kriya Yoga morning and night faithfully and be with God. And I'll tell you a story. I may have told it 1,000 times, but in that story was a vision and the solution of the problem of life. There was a great yogi, and he was a very wealthy yogi, and he was always one with God, but he had a terrible indigestion. You think always a yogi should be healthy. There are oxes who are wonderfully healthy, but they are not yogis. And Saint Francis was suffering all the time, and he was raising the dead at the same time. Because the yogis really, when they are sick, it is because of this karma of people they put on. But they never suffer themselves inside. The thing is, this rich man was suffering from indigestion as he was dying. He never prayed for his indigestion. So the Lord comes and he says, Lord, I want something in the next incarnation. What do you want? Think carefully. So he says, I don't care anything for riches. I want wonderful health and communion with you. He says, have you covered everything? He says, yes, Lord. So in the second incarnation, he was born with health like Sandow's. And you know the thing is, Sandow didn't have good health, because use of instruments weakens the heart. The tension exercises are the greatest exercises, which charge the body with the life current from the universe. You don't know what you have received. And to come back in the second incarnation, he was born very healthy and very devoted to God, but no money. No matter what he does, he couldn't get money enough to feed his hunger. So when he was dying of hunger, he says, Lord, the Lord comes. He says, what now? He says, Lord, I made another mistake. What is health without money? In the third incarnation, I want to be as great as you have made me and your devoted disciple, and I want to be healthy and I want to be wealthy. He says, granted, have you covered everything? He said, yes, Lord, this time I am wise. So the third incarnation, he was born healthy, wealthy, and a great yogi, but he was very lonely. All the time he was complaining of loneliness. That why this loneliness? God has made companions, so I must have a companion in order to be fully happy. And when he was dying of loneliness, he says, Lord. Lord says, what now? He says, Lord, I want to be very healthy, very wealthy, and I want a companion. And Lord says, have you covered everything? He says, yes, Lord, I make no mistake this time. So the fourth incarnation, he was healthy, wealthy, and had a wife that nagged the life out of him. He couldn't look at anybody, he couldn't go out of home, but accused of being with another woman. So he was dying of super naggings. And he didn't pray for his troubles. At last, when he was dying, and he worked out his karma, he says, Lord, I made another mistake. He says, what now? In the fifth incarnation, I must be wealthy and a great yogi, your greatest servant, and I want to be very healthy, and I want a wonderful wife. The Lord says, have you covered everything? He says, positive, Lord. And it was so, next incarnation. And his wife just was an angel following at his footstep, but she died after 2 years. He only wanted a good wife, but didn't specify the time, you see. And he was going with the greatest cry and a martyr. He won't ask God. And as he was dying, he says, Lord, what now? He says, Lord, this incarnation I will make an airtight prayer. What? I want health, wealth, I want to be a great yogi, and I want to have a wonderful wife that lives long. And the Lord says, are you sure? He says, positive. Are you sure? The Lord says, he says, positive. Now wait till what happens to him. In the sixth incarnation, he had money, he was a great yogi, he had wonderful health, and a wonderful wife that lived too long and began to develop wrinkles. At that time, a young girl secretary came to serve him. So he says, how wonderful is my wife. But one eye he sees the pretty face and says, oh, but what a pretty face. He hadn't attained the full realization, otherwise he wouldn't have this temptation. And so he looks at this young girl, 19-year-old girl, but my wife is so ugly. She's wonderful, but she's so wonderful. I couldn't think of anything like that. But that face is so pretty. What a wonderful face. And she was very much interested in his money. She was in love with his money, and he fell in love with her beauty. So at last, his conscience swayed to the little girl, and they eloped. And the little girl was in love with somebody else. And when she got enough cash from him, she went away and divorced him and went to her lover, and he was without this good wife and without this pretty wife. And he was crying when the Lord came. Lord says, what now? He says, I know all your tricks. Nothing doing. I don't ask from you anything because always there is something, red tape in it. I don't want anything. I want you to be with me all the time. Whether in Hades, if you are there, you are my heaven. And whether in heaven, if I am with fools, they will make it Hades. If you command me to be there, you must be there. If you want me to do anything, be with me first. And that's what Christ said. Seek ye the kingdom of God first. Not only those that are monks, but all people. Because they must realize this world was not made for producing children and only selfish hunting for money. Millions have thought that. Millions have gone away. Lord one day showed me as I was going to the street, look at these little houses, human coops, at the chicken coops. In the chicken coops, the chicken are born, they produce eggs, they peck and love, and then they are fried chicken. Do you want to be like those in the human coop? I said, no, Lord. I am with you. I am content. I came with you. I remain with you. I go with you. That's why Jesus said, as I am telling you, seek ye the kingdom of God first, but how shall you seek? Through self-realization, the greatest dispensation that Christ and Babaji sent. Christ felt the lack in the churches. I bow to all the churches. I love them. Don't misunderstand. But they are great clubs. They are doing all good. But they first must see God. That was why Christ sent me here. That's why Babaji sent me here, to bring in the churches and all lands, make it a heaven, fill it with the honey of God, then the churches will be great. And that's why self-realization is the new dispensation which was told. Christ promised to send his Holy Ghost when he was gone. Read in the Bible. Where is the promise of Christ? This is the promise of Christ. He said he will send the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost means sacred vibration. The vibration you hear by our technique. And we are bringing that. And Jesus spoke of that. He said, I am the light. And that light will come. And St. John spoke that over and over again if you read, that the great light of God will come. I am the Alpha and the Omega. That is, I am the cosmic vibration. And when you practice your technique, the contact with that cosmic vibration, you will be one with the Lord. And that's what the Lord has revived Christianity for the first time. First time the Bhagavad Gita is revealed. First time the Christian Bible will be brought to the world as never in the world. And I prophesy that Christians will follow and read that book because you will know that you never read Christianity before. So my good friends, remember self-realization. It is a combination of the original Christianity of Christ and original yoga by that great prophet Krishna. And if you follow them and the masters, you don't want anything else. For self-realization will take you to your highest goal, God, our own beloved. Peace. God bless you all. Will you rise, please? Will you all pray with me? Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, Babaji Krishna, Lahari Mahashaya, Sri Yukteswar Ji, Guru Preceptor, saints of all religions, I bow to you all. Heavenly Father, may thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of our devotion, and may I be able to awaken thy love in all true hearts. And dear ones, once more the blessing of God and his light surcharges you and go left, right, front, behind, north, south, east, west, everywhere you go, live God. Practice your kriya, be intoxicated with that communion with the Spirit, and whoever shall see your eyes shall change. And I must mention that our teachers, they belong to God, they manifest God. And I am only his humble servant, and I only know him, none else. and I am always serving you, and may you all be surcharged with that great power which is emanating from me as the power of the Father, none else. My hands, my feet, my will and thought, my brain and thinking, my meditation and samadhi all belong to the Father, and may thou bless all to the Masters and bring to your consciousness that you may live in any world without wars. No sword shall destroy swords. War shall never destroy war. We are the greatest messengers of heaven to come here on earth to give, to open heaven in every heart that war may be gone. And his one world, one United States of the world may be established through our great United States and India and all true nations who are loyal to God. Oh, 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 amen. God bless you all.
There's been much work done on Master's recordings, as there's been the ability to clean them up and make them so much more accessible to us. And when I listened to this one today, I just thought it was so powerful. Think about Mother being there, having been made a Yogacharya that weekend or that week. I think I'll just play some of Mother's chants that with Janice performing, so we can continue meditating. Mother's closing prayer. O Heavenly Father, Divine Mother,
Divine Mother,
I feel the wonder and the beauty.
I feel the wonder and the beauty
of thy glorious presence.
Of thy glorious presence.
In every part of my body.
In every part of my body.
My heart is bursting with my love for thee.
My heart is bursting with my love for thee.
I kneel in adoration at thy feet.
I kneel in adoration at thy feet.
And surrender myself to thee.
And surrender myself to thee.
I feel the power of thy perfection.
I feel the power of thy perfection.
Surging in every part of my body.
Surging in every part of my body.
My mind and my intelligence.
My mind and my intelligence.
Are radiant with thy healing light.
Are radiant with thy healing light.
My soul is filled with the ecstasy and bliss.
My soul is filled with the ecstasy and bliss.
Of my communion with thee.
Of my communion with thee.
I and my Father are one.
I and my Father are one.
Blessed Spirit, I am He.
Blessed Spirit, I am He.
As we do our alms, send them out to the whole universe. Everyone that's hurting, anyone that's feeling alone and separated from God. Peace, bless.
Amen.
Mary G is fine. He's just hosting family.
Thank you, Joe.
How are you?
I mean, thank you, Joe.